Editor. Burnaby councillors who wish to be re-elected would do best to re-examine their environmental values and their personal values. Council's proposal to pave over carbon-absorbing wetland 20-plus acres in size was wrong on so many levels it would be almost impossible to recap the problems of this brainless leadership. Unfortunately, the problem of unrestricted development is still with us, and there still is nowhere to dump the garbage that will accumulate at an exponential rate. City councillors should Zoom call representatives from other cities, most likely in Europe. Where else? That have environmentally friendly processes in place that return clean water to the environment when organic materials are composted. Sadly, the city of Burnaby lacks that worldly outlook and they'll just probably move this processing plant to Anisus Island. This city is very far behind in learning how other cities deal with these real-world problems. Unfortunately, the city only understands the dollars that are brought into the city from no-holds-barred development. Truthfully, this is the reason why we sold and left backwards Burnaby. Burnaby has an opportunity to show the world what can be done when resources are planned properly, but so far the results are a huge fail on that front. The direction taken so far for disposal of organic waste shows a sad lack of vision from what is increasingly viewed as a small-time, backward city council. Wendy Taylor. Editor. Re the Grow cancellation. It appears the Burnaby City Council is saying everything but, I'm sorry that we again tried to railroad our agenda through. Two facts. One. They are simply rubber-stamping all kinds of development plans the unelected staff recommends. And, two, they preach the environmental challenges, and then in the same breath invite hundreds, thousands of other municipalities polluting waste trucks into our city. It boggles the mind. Personally, I think the council needs new faces. Bill Phelps.